tell you a story about a bishop who was in Scotland in the 1600s. At this time, Catholics were being persecuted in that region, and so many of the priests and the laity were in hiding, so as not to face death. So one day, a bishop there was walking from village to village in the mountains, and he was dressed like a poor farmer to avoid detection of being a Catholic, let alone a bishop. It was winter, and as the sun went down, he lost track of where he was in the mountains, and all he could see was kind of a dim light off in the distance. So he followed it, and what he came across was a poor cottage that was on the edge of the woods. So he knocked on the door, and the family who lived there welcomed him. They made him a fire, even prepared for some food for him. He looked around, and he didn't see a crucifix or any images of Mary, so he assumed that these people weren't Catholic. Yet the family was very, very kind. The bishop enjoyed his food. They spent the evening conversing. But one thing that the bishop noticed is that the family seemed kind of sad behind all their graciousness and their kindness. And he asked about this. And the woman, mother of the family, explained that in the back room, her father lay dying on a bed of straw. And so the visitor, being the bishop, offered to go talk to the father. And sure enough, there he lay, clearly dying. The bishop offered words of sympathy, but the old man said, "No, sir, I am not going to die. It's impossible." And so the disguised bishop asked why he was so sure, and then the father asked him if he was Catholic. And the bishop said he was. Remember, the father, you know, he's disguised, so the father doesn't know who he is. And then the father said, "I also am a Catholic. From the day of my first communion until now, I have never failed, even for a single day, to pray to our Blessed Lady for the grace of not dying without a priest at my side to come visit me, to hear my confession, and to give me the last sacraments. Now, sir, do you think that my Heavenly Mother will not hear me? Impossible. So I am not going to die till some priest comes to visit me." Tears rolled down the bishop's face as he realized that he was God's faithful answer to this man's humble and confident prayer. The dying father reminds me of the leper in today's gospel, because the leper came to Jesus with that same confidence and humility. Let's first think about how lepers were treated in those days. We hear from the book of Leviticus in our first reading what is to be done if someone has a disease of the skin. You go to the priests, they call upon God, and you are made clean. If one has leprosy, and when you hear leprosy, think of it as a broad term for a disease, they are then outcasts of the community. And we can relate to this in a profound way, more than ever, as people have to be quarantined, or we have those vaccinated, not vaccinated. All of that is a reality for us. And so this leper is supposed to be an outcast of society living out on the city limits, shouting, "Unclean! Unclean!" And to be made clean, he's supposed to go to the temple, again to see the priests and to appeal to God to be made clean. Instead, he comes to Jesus. Now, we might think, well, duh, who else would you go to? For us, it kind of seems obvious that you would go to Jesus if you're not well. But this would have been astonishing for the people of the day. One, it took tremendous courage for this leper to approach anybody, to break that barrier of distance because of the illness when he's supposed to be secluded. Secondly, the leper recognizes who Jesus is. Jesus is the one in whom humanity and divinity meet. It is wherever Jesus stands that the ground becomes sacred. Jesus is the new and eternal temple, the divine physician who came to heal the sick. In the leper merely approaching Jesus, he shows a great act of confidence in who Jesus is. I've talked with several people in my short time as a priest who have told me that they feel that God can't forgive them. Perhaps even you've been in that spot at some point in your life where there's some sin or some situation that's too much for God. Not even he can forgive. I'm too unclean. I can't go to church. I can't pray. I'm not worthy. I got to separate myself. I need to be outcast. What the story of the leper tells us is that Jesus' mission is to reach out and touch us when we're sick. Think about that. Jesus reached out and touched the leper. Someone who is diseased, supposed to be secluded, not near anybody, Jesus willingly reaches out and touches him. The scandal that would have caused for those who witnessed it. And so the same thing is true for us. Jesus reaches out to touch our heart, to touch our sin, in order to heal and make us clean. Because when we're diseased with our sin, it's not like we can make Jesus unclean. It's not like we can hurt him by coming close to him. We shouldn't stay away because it's contact with Jesus that makes us well. And I'll admit, sometimes the hardest times for me to pray is when I feel sick, not physically, spiritually sick. If something's off, it's just like, there's just kind of maybe this sense of shame, or like we have to stay away. And thinking about it logically, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that we would stay away from the one person who can make us better, right? Yet there's an aspect of spiritual warfare that goes on that kind of makes us feel that way. And so looking further at the leper, he comes to Jesus confident, we see that, but he also comes to Jesus with humility. We know he's confident by the mere fact the leper had courage to approach Jesus, but then notice what he says. If you wish, you can make me clean. If you wish. He doesn't demand it. He doesn't feel entitled to it. He simply submits to the will of God. Jesus, if you wish. The dying father did the same thing, where he prayed with humility his whole life, which then gave him confidence in those final moments that God would hear and answer him. As Lent approaches in just a few days, what a great message for us as we start to examine our lives and enter the season of penance. This time of year can be hard because when we discern what might be diseased in our life, it's not always fun to look in that mirror or to admit where we can be better. But we can either go into hiding, feeling outcast and ashamed, or we can have the courage of the leper and approach Jesus so that he can touch our hearts. We do this primarily, of course, through the sacraments, through the life of the church. I want you to think about how one goes to confession. We enter the confessional confident that we are going to leave there healed and forgiven. We're going to feel better, that the weight is off, the slate will be clean. We're confident in that. Yet, as we confess our sin, we do so with great humility, putting it in God's hands. When we come to Mass, we're confident that we'll be nourished by the real presence, that it is the body and blood of Jesus that we receive. At the same time, the last words that we say before we process forward to receive communion are, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Doesn't that sound like the prayer of the leper? Lord, I know you can do it if you wish. Jesus, I'm confident you can do this, but I leave it in your hands. It is through the sacraments of the church that Jesus continues to say, yes, I will heal you. Of course I will it. Of course I want to help you. It is the life of the church that gives us that grace. And so whatever your prayer may be this Lent, whatever form of leprosy that you need cured, be sure to come before the divine physician with with humility and confidence, knowing that Jesus will reach out